Welcome back to another episode of Ophelia on Fire. I know you missed me and I missed you too. It's been a long time since I've recorded an episode, and this podcast has been honestly a therapy for me, and I really love this project that I've created. I don't know where this will lead again. I think I will have to decide maybe next year what I want to do with this project. But for now, it serves a really nice purpose of me connecting to some of you out there. And hopefully I can inspire you and I can motivate you in your own life. I don't think this podcast is a self-help by any means or of any kind, but I think if I could describe it somehow, I would say that this podcast is self-reflection. It's a self-reflection of me as an individual, of what I observed like all this time, and what I learned from my own experiences or from the books that I'm reading or from conversations I have with people. And I feel like, why not sharing? Maybe some of you are dealing with similar frustrations, or you have similar problems, because at the end of the day, you know, we are all human beings. We come with a set of emotions that they're inevitable. You know, we always will feel fear and anger and love and the need for appreciation and all that. I feel like these are like fundamental human needs that we need to recognize. So whatever I experience, you might experience as well. So I'm happy to share with you my perspective, and maybe that can be helpful or somehow inspiring. And without further ado, I would like to jump to today's topic, which I haven't really prepared something concrete, but there is something I want to talk about. Since I am moving apartments, of course, I had to start packing and all that. And between my stuff, I found an old note that I wrote to myself, probably, I don't know, maybe a year and a half ago. And this note was, if you have to doubt something, doubt your limits. And I think when I wrote this, I was in a mindset of feeling very limited or incapable or somehow handicapped to do things. So I had somehow to motivate myself and to push myself forward. So I wrote on this piece of paper, if you have to doubt something, doubt your limits. And that's because I used to believe that things are as they are, and they cannot be better. They can't improve, you know? When the entire society tells you, it is what it is, you know? This is how far you can go. This is like what you can do, and this is what you can do. And I would start thinking about that, and I was like, well, who says so, right? I mean, who says what I can do and what can do apart from me? You know, I'm the one who's making the decisions here of what I can and what I cannot do. And I have been through waves where I really felt that I couldn't do anything, or that I wasn't good enough, or that I wasn't capable enough. And then I was thinking, well, that's fine. We can all get in these phases or these loops or these observations, but at the end of the day, we have to look at the facts in our lives to understand what we are capable of. And to me, what I was capable of was to be able to sustain myself in a very sufficient way, where I could overcome a layoff from a job that I really, really loved, to stay 6 months unemployed. This is like how this podcast was born anyway. And in this time, to build authentic relationships with people around me and to create a small community of friends. And this was super important to me, because when I wrote this note, I didn't have many friends. I was mainly on my own, knowing one or two main people, and really spending much, like most of the time, by myself or with people that I didn't have genuine connections with. But recently, I hosted a birthday party, because I had my birthday, and I invited some people that I knew to this birthday party, which I thought that they will decline the invitation, because I was thinking like, oh, people will be busy, they won't be able to make it, or I didn't think that they will be keen to come, you know, all these thoughts that we have in our thoughts, in our mind. And suddenly the day comes, and 95% of these people who I invited showed up, and that meant the world to me. It literally showed me that sometimes we construct a reality in our head that we think that other people don't care, or other people are not interested in us, or we are not doing any good to anyone, or like we are useless, or whatever. You are having this negative chatter in your head, and you start believing all this bullshit that you're saying to yourself about you not being good enough, or you not being a good friend, or whatever. But when I saw all these people coming to this birthday party, I felt overwhelmed in a very, very, very good way, because that showed me that whatever I was giving the past year, or whatever I was working towards to, eventually gave me these seeds, and these seeds of friendship and generosity and love and caring and connection that I was really, really trying to build last year. And I was so grateful for all these people that they came to this birthday party, where I sat down for a minute, and I looked all of them, and I looked at their faces, and I really love each and any of them. For their special qualities, for all the things that they add to my life, and hopefully all for the things that I add to their lives too. So that struck me, and I was thinking that back in the days, I would never have thought that I would have all these people coming and celebrating with me on my birthday. I thought that I didn't have that influence or that impact on other people, but here we are, and all these people that came to celebrate with me, and that happened because I said to myself that I don't have any limits when it comes to creation, when it comes to building something from the ground up, when it comes to fostering connections with other human beings. There are not limits there. I feel like I had put myself so many limitations and so many blockages that I started believing that I couldn't do things. But nobody actually said to me that I couldn't do things. I say that to myself most of the time. And that's because I had, I guess, high expectations, or I was comparing my page one of my life to the page 20 of somebody else's life. And I thought that, you know, I would never do this, or I would never be that. And that's bullshit. Oh my God, Spotify is gonna cut me out. Anyway, but it's bullshit. I feel that there are no limitations in what we can create in our lives, whether that's a friendship, whether that's a relationship, whether that's a new job, a new project, a career, or whatever. And I don't want you to take this as another pep talk or another TED talk or another, like, you know, motivational speaking, blah, 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 you can do this, you know, you can do this, you can do this. But take this from a person who is not a motivational speaker, not your average guru, not a, I don't know, a coach or how you say these, career advisor or whatever, nor a psychologist, obviously, you can tell that. But take that from a person who is observing her own thoughts and her own experience and really wants to share that with you, to see that it is not so difficult to create the life that you really want. And I mean, at the end of the day, you can do this. You can. You can build the career you want. You can build the friendships you want. You can even start the relationship you want. But there is something. You will need to basically be able to understand how to accept. Because to me, that was like the main lesson that came out from this letter I wrote to myself, and from seeing all of my friends attending my birthday party, was my what I actually achieved was to accept and to receive, to accept things as they are and being able to receive. And receiving is being able to receive, it's a very difficult skill if you are a high achiever. When you're the person who you never ask for help, who you prefer to do everything on your own, who you will feel weak if you show vulnerability, then you cannot receive because you don't know how to receive. So by letting go and receiving what people are giving you and accepting them as they are, you are actually able to build meaningful relationships and also be able to understand people, how they present themselves to you. And I know I'm rambling a little bit right now because maybe I'm a bit emotional, or maybe it's because I had like so many thoughts in my head right now. But if you have to take something from this episode, is something that I want to share was, first, if you have to doubt something, really doubt your limits. And if you want to have something, learn how to receive. Learn how to receive, how to accept, and how to be grateful of that, of what you already have. Because thing is, after the pandemic, I feel that we are all in a emotional roller coaster. We don't know how to deal with our emotions. I think most of us are traumatized and terrified to build any type of relationship, even the relationship with our own selves. We don't even know how to understand our own selves, let alone other people. And if you cannot understand yourself, if you cannot get deep into those observations and see how you're doing, you will always put limits to yourself and you will never be able to connect truly with another human being. And I know I'm guilty of this as well. Social media has been like a nightmare. I know, like, I'm scrolling so much and I see all these reels, and I'm sending them to my friends and all these memes and all that. And sometimes I cut myself and I'm like, well, you know, the reason that you are not so happy, maybe it's because you're spending so much time not using your brain in a creative way. And that's something very important, to be able to use your brain in a creative way, to be able to feel this sense of pride when you create something. For example, when you write a page on your book, or when you paint something, whatever that is, or when you create music, or when you create this podcast. I really felt that I needed to put my creative mind into action, because otherwise I would die. And winter is here, so we cannot distract ourselves anymore with getting out in these festivals and parties and, you know, outside and all that. It's getting dark pretty early here in like a north hemisphere, and being hooked and this social media, it's taking away the lack of purpose. And to be honest, that is giving us limitations, because it's taking away the time that we would dedicate into creating something meaningful, or basically to create a connection with somebody else. And I know I've been a bit philosophical, and I know, you know, I hope you're still here with me listening to this episode. Last thing I want to share is I have been starting to meditate daily, since like, I think 10 days now, something like that. And one thing was this person in this guided meditation was sharing was that attention attracts, and intention creates, well, something like that. So attention attracts and intention creates. So be mindful where you put your attention to, and also create with intention. Oh my god. Yeah, well, that was lame. Whatever. You know what I mean. Anyway, I am so happy I'm getting back into this podcast series. I wait more to come up from me. If you want to connect, you know where to drop me an email. Tell me whatever you want me to say, to tell. Come on, connect. It's fine. Don't worry. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. And if you're listening this to your way to somewhere, or to if you're traveling or whatever, and you stumble upon this podcast and you were like, oh my God, who's this person? What's she talking about? Remember this, my friend. Remember this. If you have to doubt something, doubt your own limits. Boom. Mic drop. Okay. And that's a wrap. Thank you so much for staying till the end. I hope you enjoyed this. I promise the next one will be better. Like, for real. I just wanted to get back out there and like start recording episodes, because I really, really missed this hobby of mine. And see you next time, friend. Kisses.